This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now on Musical Space, Mark Foley reveals the winner of his jazz tenor saxophone championship.
We're listening to saxophonist Jimmy Heath in the performance that brought him into the Sweet 16 over rival Harold Land in this year's Jazz Tenor Sax March Madness Championship. If you go to KMUW.org, you can see the bracket and click links to hear the world's greatest jazz tenor players battle for supremacy. There are plenty of highlights, like the stunning upset as rookie Joshua Redman beat out 1939 MVP Coleman Hawkins to join his father, Hall of Famer Dewey Redman, in this year's Sweet 16. Joe Henderson brought an intense modernity with Inner Urge, which took him to a stunning victory over Dexter Gordon to reach the quarterfinals. Two Miles Davis Band alums, Wayne Shorter and John Coltrane, rose over Henderson and Sonny Rollins in the Final Four to reach the championship game. Both made it this far not only because of their groundbreaking playing styles and technical prowess, but also because they've mastered the game of composition. Wayne Shorter's 1965 Witch Hunt comes on strong with assured and sonorous playing in a tune which combines the cool jazz style of Miles with a forward-thinking aesthetic freedom. The championship, though, goes to John Coltrane with a blistering solo on Countdown from his 1960 album Giant Steps. Coltrane takes fast, hard bop playing to the next level on a tune which uses unprecedented key changes at superhuman speed. His playing is so strong that the band doesn't even need to come in until the very end. There you have it, an unassisted slam dunk for the record books. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.